danger. Do not attempt to open this pod. The creature inside is extremely hostile. It feeds off the human psyche, seeks out the deranged, the unbalanced, and the emotionally crippled.
Give your quarters a quick tickle around, sir. I won't take a jiff.
Not now, Crichton. I'm cooking. Didn't know you could do that.
Oh, yes, I can plug a number of add-ons into my groinal socket, allowing me to perform virtually any household task imaginable.
Like what?
Oh, you name it. Buzzsaw, power drill, hedge trimmer, even an egg whisk.
What, so you just, like, stick the egg whisk attachments on the end and you can, like, whip up a Spanish omelette?
I certainly can, sir. But it's amazing how few people are prepared to eat them. Oh, goodness me, I must have sucked up a penny. Interrupt, sir. I just need to get a... Sorry.
Oh, no, Crichton. It's all right. Just running a few of the old home movies. That's me there. Those are my brothers, John, Frank, and Howard. God, we were close. The Four Musketeers, we used to call ourselves. Well, the Three Musketeers, actually. They always let me be the Queen of Spain. Marvellous. I mean, yes, I was the butt of the occasional practical joke, but I mean, nothing sinister. Boyhood pranks, you know, apple pie beds and black eye telescope. And one time they even hit a small landmine in my sandpit. Took it from my father's gun cabinet. How were they supposed to know it was going to go off? Marvelous guys.
Oh, and who's that there? An old girlfriend, Mr. Arnold, sir?
Hardly.
Oh, no, not really your type, I suppose. Silly old trout like that.
She's my mother.
I am so sorry, sir.
Just forget it.
Oh, how can I forget it, sir? I compared your mother to a foolish, aged, blubbery fish. I said she was a simple-minded, scaly old piscine. I intimated she was an ugly, lungless marine animal with galloping senility. A putrid, amphibious gill breather with less brains than a mollusk.
Forget it. Ah, freeze. There she is. Magnificent woman. Very prim, very proper. Some say austere. Some people took her for cold, thought she was aloof. Not a bit of it. Just despised idiots. No time for fools. Tragic, really, otherwise we'd have got on famously.
Well, if you'll excuse me, sir, I'll go now. This is very clearly a very private family moment. I've no fish to embarrass you further. I'll let myself trout.
Just go.
I don't want you to panic, Arne, but it does appear there's a very tiny possibility that there may very well, in all likelihood, possibly be a non-human life form on board.
You mean like last time?
when you got us all worked up. We went scooting off down to the cargo bay, complete with bazookoids and backpacks, and it turned out to be one of Lister's socks.
Well, I didn't recognise the genetic structure. Biologically speaking, they were a completely new life form.
Absolutely ridiculous. I felt a total goit.
Well, I think you should take a butcher's.
Where is it?
I lost it. Somewhere along the habitation decks.
Like in a moment's peace in this place.
Enjoying your meal, sir?
It's delicious, Crichton. Deesmaggin' licious. It's my own recipe, you know. Shami Kebab Diablo. It's beautiful, man. It's like eating molten lava. I got one for Peterson once, you know. He was in sick bay for the week.
Oh, sure.
Say, I didn't say anything, sir. You seriously liked them that time, sir?
He's trying to kill me!
Oh, it's a good one, huh?
It went under here, I can see it. You all right, sir? Smack, it's gone. What? How could that be? Where could it go?
We better get out of here, Crichton. Something very weird is going on. Something very, very... It's a little pain in the throat.
What's wrong? Help me on the front. The shrieking. The book's alive, man. I'm getting smaller. Oh, help me, please. Please, I'm begging you.
Say I'm totally shocked. You'll bonk anything, won't you, Lister?
Right in the boxes, where are they?
I threw them over here.
You sure?
Yeah, there's nothing here, just the blanket and the pillows and the
snake!
Snake!
Snake! What the snake is going on?
I hate snakes. They freak me out. Totally snakes. They are my all-time second worst fear, guy.
What's your first?
This?
Is he okay?
As far as we can tell, yes.
So where'd the creature go?
Well, it turned into a sort of splodgy, squelchy thing and squidged off down the corridor.
What is it, some kind of alien?
No, it's from Earth. Man-made. I checked out its DNA profile. Some kind of genetic experiment that went wrong.
Apparently it was an attempt to create the ultimate warrior, a mutant that could change shape to suit its terrain and deceive its enemies.
So what did go wrong?
It's insane.
It feeds off your negative emotions. Fear, guilt, anger, paranoia, drains them out of its prey.
It's a sort of emotional vampire. It changes shape to provoke a negative emotion. In Lister's case, it took him to the very limit of his terror, then sucked out his fear.
So now Lister's got no sense of fear.
Precisely.
What are we going to do?
Well, I say let's get out there and twat it.
Lister, you're ill. Just relax and leave this to us.
I could have had it in the sleeping quarters, but you saw it. You saw it. It took me by surprise.
Lister, it turned into an 8-foot-tall, armor-plated alien killing machine.
If it wants a Barney, we'll give it one. One swift knee and a happy sax, it'll drop like anyone